Do you need help protecting your finances as you enter retirement? David Dickens of KC Financial Advisors has got you covered. Welcome to the Cover Your Assets KC podcast. Welcome to the Cover Your Assets KC podcast. I'm Ron Stutz, along with David Dickens, president of KC Financial Advisors. Great questions that have come in this week in the mailbag, and let me reach in and get the first question here. It's from Michael in Lenexa. And David, you ready for this one?
I think I'm ready for this, Ron. Let's give it a try.
All right. Michael says he has several old 401ks from companies that he used to work for, and he's getting really tired of keeping up with all the different statements. I would imagine there are a lot of people in this situation.
Michael, I see a lot of those, yes.
Yeah. Michael goes on to say, can I just combine them all in one account? Or maybe the question is, should I combine them?
Yeah, so Michael, I see this a lot. There was a really nice couple who came in about a month and a half ago, and between the two of them, they had 14 different IRA and 401k accounts that were all at various places. The problem with them was having it all spread out like that, a different statement every month from each of those 14 accounts, it really was very hard for them to feel like they had a plan for those accounts. So yes, Michael, you can absolutely roll those over into an IRA. If you do it correctly, there's not a tax implication for that. If you have a spouse, you cannot combine yours with hers. However, the rollover process, I think, is really, really important. It's way easier to formulate a plan and then implement a plan and then monitor the strategy you have going on in your investments. There's some kind of wonky rules that I can think of only one reason why you might not want to do that. It's a really, really little known rule. But Michael, if you happen to be between 55 and 59 and a half, you might know that if you want to take money out of your 401k before 59 and a half, there's a penalty. Unless the 401k happens to be at the company you most recently worked for. So Michael, I don't want to spend the next 5 minutes unpacking that. But if that happens to be you, then you should give us a call and I'd be happy to walk you through the specifics of that. But to specifically answer your question, there are some really good reasons why you would want to combine those 401ks.
If you want to do that combination, Michael, make sure to get in touch with David Dickens, because you need to do it in the right way. That's for sure, as far as tax purposes and everything else. Our next question today comes from Frida in Independence. And Frida says, I've heard some people advertising that they can teach you ways to avoid paying taxes in retirement. This sounds like a scam, so I haven't even looked into it. What's that all about, David?
Well, there are a ton of scams. Most of them come in over your phone or your email, so you're right to be cautious. There are ways to avoid paying taxes in retirement. Now, I will say, once your money is into an IRA, a 401k, a 403b, you have a partner in that account, and that's the IRS. And the only way to get out of partnership with the IRS is to pay the tax. So there are ways to avoid paying tax in retirement, and that's for money that you haven't yet put into a 401k or an IRA. So the main idea with that, Frida, would be if you work for a company that offers a matching, let's say they put in 5% when you put in 5% of your salary. The main idea is to get the match and then move on to your next best alternative. The next best alternative might be a Roth 401k at your office. It might be a Roth IRA that you set up for yourself. If you're retired or close to retiring, it might be doing a Roth conversion. There are a couple of different life insurance strategies you can use to build up a tax-free pot of retirement income. So, Frida, the answer is there are some opportunities for you that are not scams. You want to talk face-to-face? You don't want to do one of those by clicking something with your mouse on your computer, and you don't want to do it over the phone. If we can help you sort any of that out, sort out the good ideas from the bad ideas, I'd be happy to do that for you, Frida.
Thanks for the question, Frida. And seriously, give David Dickens a call and come on in and talk about that. Our last question of the day is from Margaret, and Margaret says, David, I listen to your show every week, and I really enjoy it. But right now, I'm worried about my kids. They're in their 20s, and I'm just not sure they're going to have the same economic opportunities that I had. My parents didn't leave me an inheritance, so I've never planned to leave one for them either. But should I be rethinking that to make sure that my kids have some help later on in life? And I think I forgot to mention, David, Margaret is writing in from Leawood. So what can you tell her?
Well, Margaret, I have clients all over the board as far as what they want to leave, if anything, to their kids. You express some concern that economic opportunities might not be the same as what you had. I would encourage you to do this. First of all, make sure that the money that you have saved for your own retirement does exactly that. It covers you first. Don't give it away now, unless you have way more than plenty. Don't give it away now. Make sure that you have it to cover your needs and your plans, just in case you live into your 90s, or if you end up needing some long-term care. Your kids, you said they're in their 20s, they have 40 years before they're going to retire. They have 40 years to shape their own retirement. My advice to you and to a lot of the people I meet with is give them some really good education. If you can help them get educated, whether it's a degree or a trade school or an advanced degree, be a sound role model for them, a sound financial role model for them. But honestly, I'm not overly worried about what the next 20 and 30 or 40 years are going to bring for our kids. America has proven itself to be a really good place to live, arguably best place on the planet. I think they're going to have tons of opportunities. And if they have a good education and a really good work ethic, I'll bet that you've put them on the track, that they're going to work out just fine. And that'll allow you to take care of yourself. If you do have questions about smart ways to leave money to kids, and you say you're a regular listener to the show, so you likely know that we have an estate planning attorney that works right here. If she can help you come up with some of those ideas of interesting ways to leave money for your kids, we'd love to help you do that. That is oftentimes included in our complete planning review. So let me just offer that here real quickly to anybody listening to us today. If you've saved at least $250,000 for your own retirement, and Margaret, it sounds like you've done a great job of that, leave us a message and ask for one thing. Ask for this complete planning review. Margaret, in your case, we'll do a fourth thing for you. Here's what we do with a complete planning review. We take a look at how much risk you're taking with the money you've saved for retirement. The second thing we do is we analyze how taxes are going to impact you in retirement. The third thing we do is give you a really good read on whether your money is going to last at least as long as you do. And if you bring in your estate planning documents, I'll have an estate planning attorney review those and give you some straight talk on whether they're going to do what you think they're going to do for you and for your family once you're gone. So we'll do all that analysis for you and then give you some really straight talk on exactly what we saw. This CPR process is not designed to turn every listener into a client. Some do become clients, but others don't. It's merely a really personal extension of the straight talk that we try to offer on this show every week. So if you'd like to get some financial straight talk that's specific to you and your family and your situation, then give us a call. Ask for this complete planning review, our financial CPR.
It's the KC Financial Advisors CPR, complimentary planning review. Get a review of your financial situation and answers to all your retirement questions. Just go online to coveryourassetskc.com today to learn more about the planning process. Check out past episodes of the podcast and schedule your planning review. That's coveryourassetskc.com or call 913-317-1414. And tell us you heard the podcast and would like to get that financial CPR. Call 913-317-1414. Thanks for listening to the Cover Your Assets KC podcast.
Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and KC Financial Advisors are independent of each other.